Section 4, The Incarnation. Introduction.
The plan of salvation, of which the Incarnation is the very heart, is an exhaustless theme into which we may now look, and that will be the prime topic of study throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. Again and again through the years, Ellen White, in sermons preached, in letters written, in periodical articles and books, touched feelingly on this sublime topic of God and man becoming one. This is particularly so in The Desire of Ages. A number of enlightening statements appear in The Youth's Instructor. Excerpts from many of these and from like materials from other sources have already appeared in Selected Messages, Book 1, pages 242 to 289, the 1965 devotional book, That I May Know Him, and Ellen G. White releases in the SDA Bible Commentary, Volume 5, pages 1126 to 1131, and Volume 7A, pages 443 to 456, the latter being a reprint of Appendix B of Seventh-day Adventists' Answer Questions on Doctrine. Yet from time to time, further choice items come to the front from sources not commonly available. Several of these have been drawn together here to make up this section, The Incarnation. As we review these beautiful and at times seemingly unfathomable truths, we are reminded of this Ellen G. White statement: "The incarnation of Christ has ever been and will ever remain a mystery." Letter 8, 1895, published in the SDA Bible Commentary, Volume 5, page 1129. But these great truths, as we can grasp them by faith, are for us, the White Trustees.